faith and spiritual ambition. And the man of God, Elisha, was wroth with him and said, "Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times." 2 Kings 13:19. There are some who teach that a saint should never lose his temper, that all anger is sinful, which shows how little their thoughts are formed by Scripture. In Ephesians 4:26, Christians are thus exhorted, "Be ye angry and sin not," though it is at once added, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." There is a holy and spiritual anger, a righteous indignation, as well as a carnal and sinful one. Anger is one of the divine perfections, and when the Son became incarnate, he read that on one occasion he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. Mark 3:5. Elisha was disgusted at the half-hearted response made by the king to his message, and from love for Israel, he was indignant that Joash should stand in their way and deprive them of full deliverance from their foes. And if we had more zeal for God and love for souls, we would be angry at those who deprive them of their privileges. Instead of wasting time on metaphysical subtleties, let us take to ourselves the practical lesson which is here pointed, namely, according to your faith, be it unto you, Matthew 9:29. For it was at that point Joash failed. He did not thoroughly believe the prophet's words. The majority of God's people today need to realize that the exercise of faith does make a real difference in what they obtain or fail to obtain from God, as real and as great a difference as between Joash consuming the Syrians, the Hebrew word is rendered utterly destroy in Leviticus 26:44, and make an utter end of in Nahum 1:8-9, and the 3 times he beat Hazael, verse 25. Most Christians expect little from God, ask little, and therefore receive little, and are content with little. They are content with little faith, little knowledge of the deep things of God, little growth and fruitfulness in the spiritual life, little joy, peace, and assurance. And the zealous servant of God is justified in being wroth at their pusillanimity and lack of spiritual ambition. June 1945.